This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Wow, wildfire season is in full swing, and here in the basin, the smoke and heat are really intense. The Bootleg Fire is throwing tons of smoke our way and is basically burning out of control. Yet, we have that massive air tanker based up in McMinnville that can dump retardant at several times the capacity of our current air tankers in one fell swoop. Yet, the federal government doesn't want to utilize the asset, although it's being used throughout the world. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? It certainly makes one think about all the comments you hear about the government wanting us to all move to the city and leave the countryside. But that's just conspiracy talk, so let's move on. Climate change. That's really all we hear about these days. Yes, it's hot, hotter than usual, but is it really climate change or just Earth's natural cycle? That's really the question, isn't it? I read with interest the National Weather Service report on Medford the other day. In it, they suggest this will be the warmest July in the last 20 years. So, we had a warmer July back in 2001. Then they went on to say the single-day record was almost broken yesterday, a single-day record that went back to 2014. As I watch the hysteria brew over climate change, I really have my reservations. After all, you see headlines like the heat wave that hit the East Coast last year. Oh my goodness, it's a catastrophe. It's global warming. But then the devil is in the details. It hasn't been this hot since 1936. Was there a climate change happening in 1936 and it just took an 85-year break before heating up again? Well, I doubt it. Hurricanes in the South were being told this is shaping up to be the worst hurricane season on record. Well, on record since 1986. Climate change. It just must have got tired after all that activity in 1986 and decided to take a 35-year nap. My point being that apparent to me that nature has its ups and downs with regard to heating and cooling. Now, I'm not a researcher, so I couldn't tell you if there's a pattern there somewhere, and frankly, the pattern may go back so far in time current researchers don't have the data to find it. Is there global warming going on right now? Well, it appears so, and let me say I'm in favor of doing what we can to reduce our carbon footprint. But unfortunately, we've gone overboard on this like we do every issue that comes up. Just look at what's going on locally. We're going to tear out four perfectly good dams on the Klamath River. Four dams that provide good, clean, green, renewable energy for the sake of a supposed endangered species. You know, frankly, that's just nuts. You want us to drive electric cars and you want everything to be solar, but you're going to rip out these dams that provide green power. Good thinking. But back to the Bootleg Fire. Currently in the Klamath Basin, we're in a drought and we have very high temperatures. Is that climate change? I don't know. If we have heavy snow this winter, is that climate change? Who knows? And the future will tell us. But in the meantime, why don't we lose all the hysteria and the complaining and the arguing and concentrate on realistic solutions to our current problems? This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.